Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beitza up to Daf Tes Zayin. The blot starts in the middle of the sugya of Kol Mezunayis Shalodim Ksuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah, the Ad Rosh Hashanah, that anything that, any money that is supposed to spend on food, the Eibishter has a set amount that he makes up on Rosh Hashanah, how much every person is going to get. And Rashi says in Afgamina, you have to be very careful not to spend so much, because they're not going to give more. So if you spend too much in the beginning of the year, you're going to end up, you're going to run out of money from Mizanis, you're not going to have what to eat. What you need to spend to be Ma'anagas HaShabbos, for Einik Shabbos or for Yom Tov, or for Yitzhak's Ban of the Talmud Torah, there's no set amount. Whatever you need, that's what you get. So Mela, you could spend whatever Rashi is Lefim HaShirogel, you could spend whatever you want, and maybe she'll give you. The same thing with Yitzhak's Ban of the Talmud Torah, there's no set amount. You get whatever you need. So Mela, you can give whatever you want for Talmud Torah, whatever you need, and it won't be taken off the cheshbon. The Gemara said similarly on the blot before, that what's chedves Hashem im uzchem, that it says l'gabei tzos yom tif, omer b'yechem shim lezer b'shim and omer kadosh baruch Yisrael b'ni, lovu alai v'kitshu kedushas hayayim. You should borrow on me, on my cheshbon, and be mekadosh kedushas hayayim v'aminu bi, and trust in me, v'ani perei, I'll pay back. So Taisus asks a kasha from the Gemara in Pesachim, it says, asei shabbat chachol v'atestarech l'briyas. So you see that you shouldn't take money from the briyas if you're going to... If you need it for Shabbos, Adrabi, you shouldn't be ma'anik Shabbos. I say Shabbat Chachol, you should make your Shabbos ma'amish like Chol in order not to take money from the Brias. So before we get into Tosfos' answers, I want to read us what the Paiskim say in the Siman Reish Mem Beis. There's a long arichas in the Paiskim about it. The Mishnah Berurah sums it all up in Siman Reish Mem Beis from the Torah and the Achronim. And Bikur, he says like this. He says that a person of Adu has money, a person that has a little bit extra money says Mechamet Shabbos kafi echoltai, makes a little bit extra for Shabbos. It's yitzukiv kavet Shabbos like that. If a person is mamish completely, doesn't have any extra money for Shabbos, nothing. Shad chukalei b'yaser. Then you have the din of asay Shabbat chachal v'atistarech l'briyas. But if a person has even less, and he has to anyway take money from the Brias, so then he's mechuyev to take a little bit more, to ma'anik Shabbos, at least a little bit, like it says, shalosh sudas and kasa d'harsana, to have an extra suda on Shabbos, shalosh sudas, and also kasa d'harsana, to have at least a little bit of fish fried in oil. It was a meichel, a small meichel, a cheap meichel, but something extra to cover Shabbos. Also it says that even if he's mamish the chuk alay b'yaser, if he could be mitzamtzim a little bit more during the week to have a little bit extra on Shabbos, also it's a gemal de gazach. Al kaponim, but that says it's kashida. What's a pshat? You could borrow money. For Shabbos, I shayt the chasei shabbat chachav al tistarech l'b'yis. So Taisus answers, hani mili kishayim lo lefroya. That's the nusach we have in Taisus. That you can't, if there's no way you can pay back, so you're not allowed to borrow money. And then it's chalas say Shabbat chal about the starach lebris. But if you could pay it back, so then you can borrow money. Then you borrow money levu alai v'ani pareya. So that is a little bit shver, because if he could pay it back, so what's the chiddush that he should borrow? I'm not that he should borrow, even if he doesn't have a guarantee that the Eibush to pay back. You have a chiyuv einik Shabbos. You don't have the money right hand, but you'll have the money later. You have someone that will lend you the money. You have what to pay back. You'll have the money later to pay him back. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? That taminu bi v'ani perei, don't worry, I'll pay back. You yourself could pay back. What's the date though? So in the Gilyan, it says in the Marashal Pshat, that the Pshat is that if the only way he'll pay back is by taking stock of money, so then it's a teshabach halvav tzkarech lebriyas. But if the Pshat is he has mashkoinis to pay back, but he doesn't have money, so then you say levu alai. I think the Pshat is like this, that be'etzim he's not mechuyev to sell his mashkoinis for Einik Shabbos. The mashkoinis are things that he needs. And he's not mechuyev to sell them for Einik Shabbos. But still the Gemara is telling him that he should have betochen. He won't. He'll be able to redeem the mashkainis. He could pawn items that he needs, that he's not mechuyif to sell lefa'inik Shabbos, but he could pawn them, he could borrow money against them, and have betachan to Ebishtu will give him money to buy back, to redeem the pledges, to redeem the items that he pawned. But from this, it sounds like that if he has no way to pay back, he's not allowed to borrow money, because unless the pshat is he knows he could take from tzedakah, but then it's telling the Seish about Chavat the Sarach Lebrius, whether if he b'chol didn't have to take the Lebrius, then he shouldn't borrow money. And he can't say that, have b'tachan to Eber still pay back. Because l'chayu l'fidus pshat, the b'tachan's only on his cheshbon. Pshat is, you shouldn't worry that his mashkainis, the Eber still will give him back the money, be able to get back his mashkainis. Mashenkin b'tachan on Yenis cheshbon, that I have a talk and I'll be able to pay back. You're not allowed to. You have to be chayshish. Maybe you'll be a life of Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to have a Zabbatachin. That's one pshat in Taisus. Now the guy is a Gram, he says it's a Tais Sefer in Taisus. He says, Kishayim le mimi lilvais. And that's what he says also in Simon Reish Mem Beis. That if someone will lend him money, even if he has no idea how he's going to pay it back, Abadosh Tein the Gemara, Levu alive, ani pareya. He'll have a talk and Eber should pay him back. He doesn't worry b'chlal about life rosh of Yishalim, even if he has no idea how he's going to pay back the money. As long as someone's willing to lend him the money, he can borrow the money, the Eber still will pay back his chayv. And Sey Shemat Chayl is only when the pshat is no one's willing to lend him. They're willing to give him tzedakah, but they're not willing to lend him anything. Only willing to give him tzedakah, and they're not willing to lend him anything. So then, Sey Shemat Chayl of the Starach Lebris. That's the Gayin's pshat in the Gemara. Now the Bach also is like the Gayin. Bach is in Simon Reish Mem Beis. But the Teres Zekanim, the insemination may, says Maklar, like the other Pshat and Taisus, that if he doesn't have what to pay back, he's not allowed to borrow. He can't have a Tachan and Yenis Chayshman. He has to be Chayshman, be a Levi Rosh of Olay Yishalim. Now the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to pass him like the guy in the Bach, that he could borrow and just be Batech, the Abish to pay it back. And he brings down the Teres Zekanim and the Sharetzian, and he says, V'nira da kolafiha inyan. That's what he writes at the end. V'nira da kolafiha inyan. I'm not sure what he means, a kolafi inyan. I have two possible pshatim. Either he means that if the pshat is that it's possible you'll pay back, you're not sure, maybe you're not allowed to borrow money on this eifim because there's a good chance you won't be able to pay back, but it's possible you'll be able to pay back. So you want to have betachin for Tzor Shabbos that you'll be able to pay back. Shaykh, if this mamrish like, you don't see any eitzah b'chlal how to pay back, so if them, you can't have a talk on Yen Eskejman, you're not allowed to borrow money, then you have to go like the Ateris Kingdom and the Marshal, that you can't borrow money. Or maybe the pshat is, it depends on the mida betachan a person has. If a person has an emes of betachan in the Evishta, he really believes in this, so then he can do more. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have such stark a betachan, his mida betachan is not so stark. So Mela, he can't be saying mechanet when it comes to paying back his chayvus. Now this shmuz, l'didon, it's not so negeya. Berayv ruba cases menegei etzah Shabbos, because we're in a richer society. Most people have enough money to at least make epis extra for Shabbos. They don't have to borrow. And the people who don't have enough money to make epis extra for Shabbos usually don't have enough money for the week also. So they end up taking tzedakah. And taking tzedakah, once you're taking tzedakah ready, you'll have to take extra for Shabbos. And usually you can find people that'll give you tzedakah for Shabbos. So, male, it isn't like the shmuz about borrowing for Shabbos. That Mamish Negeyah, Mola comes up Negeyah in Eretz Yisrael, but Mola usually is not Negeyah. But I think it's very Negeyah to the other Shmuz, because the Chayyah have the same din Lagabe Yitzos Banu Vatam Matarim. You have the same thing called Mazayis of Ketsuvim. So the Chayyah have the same din of Levu Alai. And there it's very Negeyah the Shaila. Are you allowed to borrow money for tuition? You don't have enough money to pay tuition. You probably don't have. Tuition bill comes in. The school is money. Are you allowed to borrow money? You have someone you can borrow money for. You have no idea how you're going to pay him back. Are you allowed to borrow money? And assume, if we're alive in Ipereya, conversation with Suvim, chutz meitzos, man of the Talmud Torah, it's on the Eivish's cheshbon. I don't have to worry about it. I could borrow the money. The Eivish will pay it back. Or no. If you have this cheshbon, you can't make such a cheshbon. And you can only borrow money if you have Epis and Eitz to pay back. Navas, you have a mashkin or whatever it is, but you're not mechuyev to give for that. But don't worry, you can use it for borrowing money. And Mela, the Eivish will pay back. But if you have mamish, no etzog, you had to pay back, so then you're not allowed to borrow money b'chay gavna. It's arachim l'dina. Misl vayta, the Gemara mentioned, Amar v'al shamei azokin kol yom av ha'echel l'kovid Shabbos. That shamei azokin had a thing, every day he ate food that he set aside for Shabbos. Because what happened? Matzah b'ayim and amaz ul Shabbos, he got a shmak of b'ayim on Sunday. He said, look, let me save for Shabbos. The matzah chayis 9 minutes, they found even better. Menichas Hashniya, so then he put the second aside for Shabbos. Ba'echlas Rishayin and ate the first one. So he was constantly trying to find things the whole week, what he can have to make Shabbos better. Avahu azok emidah echayr sayisulay, shkamaisu v'shem shemayim, shtem baruch Hashem yayim yayim. And as she says, "B'teich she's dam le'nol Shabbos." He had betachin. He went with betachin. So really, he didn't go and say, "Put it aside for Shabbos." He'll use it for today. He'll have betachin when it comes Shabbos. The Eibush will send Shabbos. Every day is its own day. That's Baruch Hashem. Yamuslanu. As she says, "Yamuslanu sechenu v'zuseinu." Every single day has its own bracha. Every single day, the Eibush is in charge. So today, the Eibush gave me this. It's for today. What's going to be for Shabbos? We'll worry about it Shabbos. That was Hillel's midah. Now, normally, the halacha is like Hillel. So, there's a Rashi in Yisrael, by Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, that he says that there's a pshat, that the entire week you should remember Yom HaShabbos, and to put aside everything you find, that if it's good to Zachin, everything you find, put aside for Shabbos. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Ramban Eifanot says that's like Shammai. But we pass him like Hillel, we have to talk, you don't put aside for Shabbos. He says another pshat in Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. But the Paiskim, the Darkei Moshe, in Siman Reish Nun, brings down the Arzarua. The Arzarua says that Hillel was his Egen and Midah. Hillel Midah Echer Saisabai. It was his Egen and Midah. But he's masking that Midah Shammai Faker is even a Besser and Midah. That's his Lashon. Doesn't explain it so well, but that's his Lashon. Avada, Hillel had his Egen and Midah, but he's masking that Shammai's Midah is a better Midah. So Be'emesim, we should do Shammai's Midah. That's what the Arzarua says. The Akamashi brings this, and he also brings the Ramban al Atayr. And a lot of Paiskim, the Bach, bring in the Magen Avram. The Bach is in Siman Reish Beis, the Magen Avram in Siman Reish Nun. And they bring this Arzarua, and they hold that way. And they bring a Raya for Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutesa. There was a butcher that put aside all the good stuff for Shabbos. That's why I got a Gemara in Yitzchar. So you see that Taka to Midah is to do like Shammai. They don't explain so well. So if Shammai is the better Midah, so why did Hillel do differently? The Mishnah Berurah says a pshat. The Mishnah Berurah says that Hillel, about the had a gewaldige betochen in the Eivishtam, so mainly wanting mechazik his Midah's betochen, he was naik that way. But if people don't have such starke betochen, so then maybe that Shammai is better. That's how he teaches it. And I think to teach that a little bit is a pshat. If a person taka has this Midah, like the verse of Hillel Midah Achayr Esai Slasha Kol Maisel V'Shem Shemayim, if he has his Midah, he's never worried about tomorrow. He's b'chol not worried about tomorrow. He could have the biggest pressure come up with tomorrow. It's not negayetim. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every single day, that's when I start worrying. So that's a gevaldige Midah B'tochen, that every day, V'yom V'yom like the month. So mele, for such a Midah B'tochen, it's kedai not to have this inyan of Zachas Yom HaShabbos Akache to constantly be remembering Shabbos, putting aside for Shabbos, because Makayr, which there is Midah B'tochen, his gevaldige Midah B'tochen. He was mishtamish in this Midah B'tochen, like having all things in life. He never was worried about tomorrow. He never prepared for tomorrow. He had B'tochen, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, every single day. It's his own Yom HaSlana, the Eivish that gives us his Baruch every single day. Mashenke and someone else that doesn't have this Midah B'tochen, and this could say they're concerned about tomorrow, and those could say they prepare. So Avadi has to also do that Lagabe Shabbos, and Avadi has to be knowing like Shammai, that Lagabe Shabbos, he should prepare. And Kinnira, that's the Psak of the Paiskim, like the Arzarua, not like the Ramban. The Mishibura doesn't say it mamish with the fine finality, but he also says that Pshita, if you find something which is not Shchiach to find later, that's Pshita you have to do like Shammai, and put it away for Shabbos, and not eat it right away. It's only when the pshat is iskansi talking, you'll find that then there's a shayla. But if it's pshita, if it's not shkiach, so then you have to do like shana. Now let's see the Gemara Vaita, the sugis of the prote dinim of Erev Tavshilin. Gemara says, Amar Abaye leshanu ala tavshil avo pasloi. You only could use a tavshil, you can't use bread. So Gemara is two lashanis. The first lashan says that the reason why you can't use bread is because you need something loy shchiach. You need something which is not shchiach. And pas is shchiach. And the second lashon says, you need something that's malafes. You need something which you eat together with bread. You don't eat bread together with bread. And pas is not malafes. And the Mars Nafkamina is whether you can use daisa. If you can use a wheat cereal, a grain cereal, which is not considered shchiach, but still it's not malafes because the bavloi were tipshoi, they nama benama. The bavloi did eat daisu of bread, but they were called tipshoi, so daisu is not supposed to be eaten with bread. something which is not eaten with bread can't be used as an Erev Tefshilin. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishonim. You know, we know that we use both matzah and egg, we use pas, and we also use a tafshil. And that comes from Rabbeinu Tam that held that for baking you need pas, and for cooking you need a tafshil. But that's a sugya later. Bez Hashem, on the Shir and Daf Yud Zayin, we'll see the machlekes here. According to Rabbeinu Tam that holds that you need both pas and tafshil, so this sugya is talking about for legabe tafshilin. Legabe tafshilin, you need tafshil. Now, in the Tulu Shainis, whether it's al tshkiach or al tzmolafis, the place can pass like the second lashon, that you need something bedafka that's malafes, and therefore daisa, a cereal, a wheat cereal, farina, wetina, whatever it is, cannot be used for an erev tefshilin because it's not malafes. Now, daisa, even in bavel, can't be used because it's batla daitam, that tipshoi, what are they eating, nama benama. But other things, other cooked foods, it depends if the minig in that particular place is to be malafes benesapas. The Mishnah Berurah says that potatoes, and he also says chickpeas and other types of peas, beans, that he says if they're dried, cooked beans and peas, he says are not malafis. You don't eat them together with bread. Maybe today they eat hummus, which is chickpeas together with bread, or maybe it's different how you prepare it. And then the Gemara later talks about adoshim, lentils. Also, the Mishnah points out that depends, it has to be in the makam where they would eat lentils together with bread. Now, the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba also say that even though we paskin l'chumra, like the second lashon, need malafis, but also you need something that's loy shchiach, because even the first lashon held you need something that's loy shchiach. So the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba say a lashon, they need something loy shchiach, and what's called loy shchiach? They say that Rashi says shari b'chol yoyim yesh lechem, he says by pas. So anything which is eaten every single day, that's called shchiach. It has to be something which is not eaten every single day. It's eaten occasionally. That's called lo shchiach, that's good. But the Mishnah Berurah argues, and then he brings the Chaya Adam that also argues, and they hold that there's no t'nai that it can't be eaten every single day. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered, adashim aren't eaten every single day. And the Chaya Adam brings the Raya from the Lashon and the Rambam. The Lashon and the Rambam says that you can't use pas, he says, and you can't use bread, and you can't use the cereal, the refice, which is made from crushing the grain. You have to have something which is eaten with pas. He says, "Kamei basa dogim ubeitzim." He says, "Eggs. Eggs, of course, everyone eats every, people eat every day. Of Adam, you don't have to have something which is not eaten every day. So what's a pshat in the Gemara by Shchiach?" So they learn the pshat is that everybody eats it every day. When he says b'chol yoyim yesh lechem means for everybody. If everybody, even an ani b'Yisrael, everybody in the world eats this food every single day, and the only thing that really would fit that category is pas, that is called shchiach, and you're not allowed to use it for an erev. Mashenkein, if even if you eat it every single day, even if a lot of people eat it every single day, but it's not everybody eats it every single day, like any other tafshil, that could be considered an Erev, and that's the theme of the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara goes weiter, Tani Rav Priya, Doshim Shebeshulek Deir Samechem Shem Erev Tefshilin, that you had leftover lentils in the bottom of a pot, you already cooked the pot, and you have leftover lentils, and Miri says that the pshat is that they used to eat lentils before Yom Tov, because they would eat a lighter meal on the day before Yom Tov, because they're going to eat heavy on Yom Tov, so usually they would tend to eat the lentils then. So this is a pot that was really cooked for yesterday's supper, and there were some lentils left over. Semichleim mishum eruvei tefshilin. V'hani mili dispu kuzayis. And the same thing of Yitzhak Bar Yehuda says, Shemnuna shagab besakin, goyrei v'soymuchav mishum eruvei tefshilin, v'hani mili dispu kuzayis. Rashi explains the chiddush is, because you think it's not chashev, it's leftovers. The Amshel Shleim is b'dayik from the Gemara. Soymuchav mishum eruvei tefshilin sounds like b'dayavid. You don't have any other macholim, so you could b'dayavid be soymuchan it, but l'chadchili you shouldn't use it. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the reason is it's bizui mitzvah. It's leftovers, it's not really so chashev for the mitzvah. But from the Mordechai Chaim, it's mashma a different reason why it's b'dievet. Agav, the Beis Yosef seems told it's even l'chatchila. He says the Lashon Soy Mechol Mashem Erev Tefshulin doesn't mean b'dievet necessarily. The Mishnah also uses that Lashon, when Achorinim point out, Mevashlu L'yamtev, as if Oyz Atavshem Erev Yamtev, Soy Mechol of Hashabbos, that means b'chatchila. But a lot of Achreinim, the Marshal, and a lot of Achreinim, Neman, that it means B'dievet, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Klor, it's al Spizu Mitzvah, you should use a Geshmak of food, not a leftover food that you weren't planning on using anyway, use that for a Mitzvah. But the Mordechai's lashon is, the Mordechai's also mashma that it's a b'diavad. Because he says a lashon, he says, v'chein pirishui t'tzarech l'hasnas me'erev yontif, you have to actually say that you're using it for erev tevshilin. And v'aymer, eshkech l'hasnas erev tevshilin, esmech al zeh atavshol shemnu zeseh amagarim in asaket. You have to say, if I forget to make an erev, I'm going to be soymech on this. V'ashmina rebchia adet mat oysa tavshol hani min l'chatchila. Aval b'di'evet hechad ashakach avdinen k'deprishis. L'chatchila you should make a tavshol, but b'di'evet you could use the adoshim shebeshulek deira. So it doesn't sound like the problem with it is because it's not chashiv. It sounds like the problem with it is because you didn't make the tavshil. Now the Bach learns that the pshat is because you didn't make a special tavshil to cover the Erev. And we spoke about this in last year. And there would be a makar that you'd have to make a separate tavshil to cover the Erev. For me, it's a little bit shver if that's his chiddush, that even if you didn't make a separate tavshil to cover the Erev, you happen to have the tavshil to use it for an Erev. So why does he have to say adashim shebeshulei k'deira? You could say any food that was cooked that you didn't make, l'kavod the Erev, you didn't make l'shem the Erev. That's the same thing as the Darshan Shibishulik there, that l'chatchili, you shouldn't use it because you're clearly supposed to cook it for the Erev. He says, v'ashmina rebchia, that says, oysa tavshel, that's l'chatchila, but the Erev, you could use this also. I don't have to say a case of a Darshan Shibishulik there. So I saw in the Be'alach in the brackets, he's mitzadet another svar, which I think is very good for the Mordechai, that the chiddush was, if you made a l'kavod yomtif, if you made in order to eat on Yom Tov, avada, that's even l'chatchila. You don't have to l'chatchila use something which is made in order to be an Erev. That avada you can use even l'chatchila. But here in the pshat is you b'chol didn't make it to eat on Yom Tov. You weren't planning on eating on Yom Tov. You were planning on throwing it out. That darshan with Erev Yom Tov. These are darshan shebeshulek day or shemnu that was on the second. That the pshat is that it was the food was made for before. It was made to be eaten before. And these are leftovers. And you weren't planning on eating the leftovers altogether. So that's a chiddush, even though this tavshil wasn't for Yom Tov altogether. Not that it wasn't l'shem Erev, it wasn't for Yom Tov altogether that you can use it for the Erev. And that's what the Mordechai says is b'di'evet. The Be'alacha says it in brackets as a ulai, but I think that's a richtig of shot in the Mordechai. The Gemara goes weiter. Amr avasi amarav, dogim k'tanim meluchim, ein ben mishim mishulei nachrim. Which means like herrings where you could eat them even when they're raw. You could eat them, you salt the fish, and the salt alone makes it cook, makes it edible, and you don't have to cook it at all. So therefore, since you could eat it when it's raw, there's no dinner bishulei nachr. Amar Rav Yosef, imtzol nachr, yisayim mechayim mishimu v'tevshilin. So that's a chiddush, even though you could eat it without him roasting it, but it's a davish in nechal kamei shuchai, you could eat it without cooking, but if you cook it, it has a din of a tavshil. In other words, the din of the has that it can't be nechel kameishu chai is nafka lagabe bishulei nachrim. Bishulei nachrim, anything which is nechel kameishu chai doesn't have an isra bishulei nachrim, but lagabe, to use it for an erev tevshilin, even if it is nechel kameishu chai, like dogim meluchim, you still could use it for an erev tevshilin. The price can bring down the Yishalmi in Nedarim, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, that you could also be saimich on tapuchim uvushalim, on cooked apples, and Ramah says who would in shar peris uvushalim, even though they're eaten raw, but since you cook them, you made a cooking, that's also called a tavshil. And the Magen Avraham says, if this makam uses tapuchim of shalom, lafis ben esapas. The Shabur says in Hilchot Brachas, he says that we paskin, it's not the derech lafis ben esapas, so they need a bracha to echsuda. But he's talking about, you know, if this makam, the takam lafis esapas with it, so merely you could use it. Akopanim, that's a chiddush in the Gemara. Even though you could eat it, it's nechel kamei shuachai, and that's why there's no bishulei nachrim. Still, it's called the tavshil gab erev tevshilin. Now, in Amin Beis, the Gemara brought a brisa already in a different discussion, but the Gemara brought a brisa that said like this: tavshil zetzli, v'afilu kavush shalukum uvushal, v'kol yisas spanim shenayis levcham merev yontif. Tavshil is even if it's roasted, even if it's soaked, even if it's cooked very well, and even if it's mavushal, it's cooked. And kulyas espanim, a type of a fish that you put in a chamer of yontif, means even if it's just washed with, it's rinsed with boiling water, and the kulyas espanim is a type of fish that becomes edible that way, that's all called bishul, and it's you could have a erev tevshilin that way. Now, Rashi there says that kavush means mechaymetsu b'chaydu l'minei irakis. It's soaked together with vinegar and mustard and other vegetables. So it sounds like it's pickled. So Shteita gewaltige chiddush, that it's really not cooked at all. It wasn't cooked in heat at all. It's just you took a vegetable and you pickled it. You put it in brine and salt water and in vinegar. And now it changed. It became a different meichel, even if it was nechel kamei shuchai. So that's also called a tafshel. There's actually a big shmooze in the Paiskim about this. Because the Paiskim shtaltzu, because the Gemara says in Chulin, kavish harei ukim mevushel. That legabe blias, if something is kavish, it blibes like mevushel. Legabe, whether blias go into something like that, if you take and you soak something in salt water, it becomes mevushel, it becomes cooked, and the blias come into it. The flavor, the treif of blias, let's say, would come into it just like by bishel. So it says they also that meliach hareyu kareseach. If something's salted, it's like it was in hot water. The salt also makes that the blias could come in. So the Magen Avraham says that meliach is kareseach, but it's not kibishel. Meliach is kareseach. Meliach is like hot. It's like heat. Heat is not cooked. So meliach would not be considered, would not be able to be ma'ariv with something salted, like a herring. Let's say you have a herring, which is not cooked at all. It's just put in salt, and it's not kavush. It's salted ba'ifin that now it's edible. So Magen Avraham says it doesn't work, because it says kavush, and kavush areyu kamavushal. But meliach, it doesn't say is, meliach, it says a lashon areyu kireseach. It says a lashon, it's hot. Doesn't say a lashon that it's mevushal. Zechachem Tzvi and Simuk of Lamed that doesn't want to be mechalik. He holds a big deichik to mechalik between kavush and meliach. He holds that it's the same thing. But he says that the brisa that says kavush, you can learn a different pshat in the brisa. You can learn pshat in the brisa that kavush doesn't mean kavush itself you could use. Afilu kavush, and afterwards it's sholok umavushal. First it's kavush, so it's already edible because it's kavush. It's already like nechel, it's more than nechel kamei shuchai, it's already processed by the kavush. And then after that you cook it, that's good. But the kavush alone doesn't make it mevushal. That's how he wants to learn pshat. And lefizah, neither kavush nor meliach would work. Because the Gemara that we're learning, that dagim ktanim meluchim, it says in Psalm nachri samach shem erev tefshil, and it sounds like dafki if you roasted them. But if you didn't roast them, the meluchim alone wouldn't be considered after shilin. So you see in Lechar Mefurish and Al Gemara that meliach doesn't work. So he says like this, if you go in this Gemara, it's dagim ktana meluchim, where you need tzala nachri, vice the meliach alone doesn't work, so then you have to learn my pshat in that brisa. That kavish means kavish, and then it was afterwards mevushal. That works. And the chiddush is that you don't say that since it was kavish already, so the bishul didn't twife anything. And if you learn that kavush means kavush itself, like some Rishonim learn. So they have to learn, like the Rif is not gairis dagim ktanim meluchim, he says. He's just gairis dagim ktanim. And the Ram also says, dagim ktanim, that was tzolon. It wasn't salted. So Mel, that's why it works. But he doesn't have any hilton kavush and meluch. But all the Achrayim argue on him. All the Achrayim say, no, meliach is not kitzli, it's not kibishel. Meliach is kirseach. And therefore meliach is not considered bushel altogether, zicha. Making kavush, he says the chacham sees pshat. No one says this pshat. Everyone seems to learn kavush means pashat kavush kipshitai. Like Rashi says, the kavush alone is kemavushal. That's apparently how we baskin. According to the chacham Tzvi, kavush and melech is the same thing. Both of them a chachila you shouldn't do, but the evit, since it's a shayla, you're allowed to. But according to the other paiskim, kavush you can even do lechatchila. You're allowed to use pickles for your erev lechatchila, even if they weren't cooked, they were just pickled. That's fine. Mashenke meliach, which herring, that's just meliach, that you're not allowed to use it even with the evid. It's even if that's all you have, it's not an area of bechlal, meliach doesn't count. Then the Gemara adds a din that's negeya to Bishul Akum. It says, you have dinu nachri kasid harishna aser. If you have these dogim ktana meluchim, which is no problem with Bishul Nachim because you could eat them raw, but if you made them a kasid harishna, meaning that you fried them in with flour, then it's also because the flour is not nechel kamei shuchai, so it's also because it's bishul akum on the flour. So Gemara says pshita. So Gemara says ma'al detei maharsna ikr. You would think that the fish, the shuman dogim, that's the ikr, and that is nechel kamei shuchai. So mail wouldn't be called bishul akum. Kamashmon kimcha ikr. The flour is the ikr. So mail the flour, which is not nechel kamei shuchai, that's bishul akum, and that is aser. So Taisa says that's why when you have a flour and and eggs baked together. If you have like a pastry, which is made with flour and eggs, that it's mutter. Because here we're talking about it's not pas. It's definitely a tavshil. And by tavshil is definitely a halacha of bishul akum. So the question is it a tavshil nechel kamei shuchai? So you go over to the ikr. If the harsna would be ikr, it would be mutter. Because the harsna was nechel kamei shuchai. And the reason why it's also is because the kemach is the ikr. And the kemach is not nechel kamei shuchai. Oh, so the kemach is the ikr. So when you have a pastry, when you have eggs and flour together to make a pastry, so there, if you're going to say that the flour itself there is mutter, because it's not a tafshel, it's a pas. And pas doesn't have the restriction of bishul akum. Pas is a different geder of pas akum, where there, when a pas is made by a palter, when the pas is made by a baker, there it's mutter. There's some rishayim hold that sasid is a churma not to eat it, but al-kapanim, Taisus is going that it's mutter to eat the pas akum. The question was, but enechinami, the flour is taka pas akum, but the eggs a bishul akum. So why is it also because of the eggs? So Taisa says, right, that it passes ikr. Taisa says, don't be mechalik that here it's only l'chumra. It's only l'chumra that you say that the kemach is ikr. It's l'chumra. So therefore, that's why you say the kemach is ikr. Mashenkein, when you want to say l'kulat, to be matrit because the kemach is ikr, that you can't do. So he says, no, because you see the gemara in the havim that the harsin is ikr. If the harsin would be ikr, even l'kulat you would say, you go bus to the ikr. So there also, the kemach is the ikr. So even the kuli, you say the kemach is the ikr, and in that case, there'll be no bishul akum because the kemach is pas, and by pas, you don't say bishul akum. But Taiz at the end of the sugya says that if you have, let's say, it was a pastry with fish inside. It was a pastry with fish inside that a guy baked. He says, that's asr. Why? Because the fish itself is avad the bishul akum. The fish is bishul akum. The fish was cooked by a guy, it became asr. But maybe you could eat the pastry and don't eat the fish. The pastry has the shuman of the fish inside the pastry. But like we said, the kemach is the ikr. So what's wrong with eating the pastry which has the shuman of the fish in it and not eating the fish? So Taisus says that since the fish became usr, the fish had a din of bishul akum, so meila, it's already chala isr on the fish, and now that the fish is more in the pastry, so an isr is more of there. So it's treif, so it's usr. If when you first cooked it, it was all ma'uriv together, like when you bake the pastry with the flour and the eggs together. So the eggs never had an issa bishul akum, because they never were cooked by a guy. Because when they were cooked, the ikka was the flour. So never was chal an issa bishul akum in the eggs. Now, shaken here, the fish were cooked alone. So the fish have an issa bishul akum. Now, the fish juice gets mixed in with the flour. The flour is passed, but it doesn't matter. The fish juice already was chal an issa bishul akum, and remains asr. The Rajma, the entire Sabayis, is brought in the Turin, the Beis Yosef, and Yeridayis, and Kufyat Gimel at the end. The Rajma says, Mikayach this Chiddish of the Taisis. Well, the Rishayim say this Chiddish from the Sefer Truma, that once you have something which is Asif of Bishul Akam, and then it becomes Balua, and something which can't become Asif of Bishul Akam, it's too late, it already was Asir, now it could Asir. So he says, who within the Kalim? Let's say you have a Gayisha cleaning lady, and she cooks for herself. Kosher food in your pots. She cooks only from the food that's in your kitchen. Kosher, she's cooking for herself. She's not allowed to cook for you. It's bishul akum. Let's say she cooks for herself. Zok de Rajma, she trafed up the pot. You have to kasher the pot. Because since the food itself had an issa bishul akum, because the Gaisha lady cooked it, the pot, the blias become usr, and you're not allowed to cook in the pot. You see here from the Sefer Chuman, the blias become usr. The Ra'an, Bedek Abayis, they argue, he holds that they didn't usr. They didn't ask the blius of bishul akum. The whole list of bishul akum is aschasnas. If you're going to eat from the goyim cooked, you might become friends with them. You might intermarry. But here, where you're not eating the food itself, you're just using the pot. You're just having the blius of the food. There's not shaya chasnas. There, the Rosh says that it's mutter. And the Torah also brings from his father the Rosh also that Chazal were in machma by bishul akum to be machma for the plato. It's all brought in the Torah, and then the Shulchan Aruch brings both days. He brings both days that he brings the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, the day that you have to kasher the pot from bishul akum, even if it was completely kosher food, but if a guy cooked it, you have to kasher the pot, and the day that no, the bishul akum is only the food, the plate is a aser. So the Bricha de Shaifanot says that l'chayer, what would the Rosh and the Ra'ah that holds that the pot doesn't have to be kashered, what do they hold about the case of the pastry with the fish? Do they hold also, that also is mutter? L'chay would sound like they hold, the issur is only the food itself, but the tam of the food is mutter if it goes into a different food. says the Torah can't hold that way, because the Torah brings down B'li Shum Chaylik, the din of the Sefer Chumas about the pastry with the fish, that since the fish were Aser, now that the B'lias of the fish go into the pastry, it becomes Aser. And the Torah himself brings from the Rosh, he brings from his father the Rosh, holds like there are that the plate is a mutter. Vice dice is a chiluk between the B'lias of the Kalim and the actual B'lia from the Meichel straight into another Meichel itself. A Meichel straight into a Meichel, that's Mamash eating the Meichel itself, that everyone holds as Aser. Mashen came the blias of the kelim. That's just the time of the meichel. There, the ra and the rosh hold that it's mutter. Good. Let's go right in the gemara. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Abay Ruvit Tavshilin Shichin Kazayis. You need a kazayis or erev Tavshilin. And the gemara says that you need one kazayis bein lechel bein lemei. Even if you make an erev for 100 people, one kazayis is good enough. Taisus brings down the different halachas by other erev and by erev chetzeris. You need a gregorius for everyone, and once you have two sudas, then it's good enough, even 100 people. And Erev Tchumen, you need two sudas for everyone. Every Erev has a different shir. Then the Gemara brings, the Mishnah says, Achle sh'ava le'evashel b'tchila, shayman a kol shu usay mechol of a Shabbos. My kol shu, lav afgav d'leka kazayis. That's right, you don't need a shir of a kazayis. So the Gemara says, like, this be kazayis. Kol shu means it's this be kazayis. L'chayr the Slach asks, so what's the Chiddush? If the chetchila, you're allowed to make a kazayis, and now we're shayer kazayis, so what's the chiddush b'chlal? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Shayim in a kol shu sayim b'chol of a Shabbos. You need a kazayis, and that's a shayim you need a metchila. So what's the chiddush b'chlal? So Tzlach, you would think that since you made the Erev Tevshilin bigger, and part of the Erev Tevshilin is nechel, so you would think that's not called an Erev Tevshilin. You could make a kazayis, but if you made it bigger, then you need bigger. Kamashma, no. Even if you made a big Erev Tevshilin, as long as you're left with the shear, that's good enough. The Gemara goes weiter, Tafshel Zetzli, and this we spoke about earlier in the shear, what's the din of Kavish and Sholok. And the Gemara says, Chilas of a Seifa ain't loy shear. That the Tchil and the Seif don't have a shear. Ma'alav ain't loy shear klal. That doesn't have a shear at all, so you don't need a kazai. So Gemara says, no, ain't loy shear lamala. Avliyesh loy shear lamata. It doesn't have a maximum shear, but it does have a minimum shear. Now Yeshua is bothered, what's the chiddush? It doesn't have a maximum shear. Why should it have a maximum shear? That if you make a bigger Erev Tevshilin, it will be a problem. So he says, Ein L'Shir L'Malam means that you could use the same Kazayis for even 100 people. That's Ein L'Shir L'Malam. It doesn't have a share how many people can use the Erev Tevshilin for. But Yesh L'Shir L'Malam has a minimum share, you need a Kazayis like upon him. Good, the Gemara goes weiter. Mevunam Rav Serev Tevshilin Shrichim Das, and there must have Shita Das Meniach Bina, you need the Das of the person putting down the Erev Tevshilin. But Dash Manichulai, the Gemara says, Shail, do you need it or don't you need it? The Gemara says, no, you see, you don't need it because Avu the Shmuel made an area for the whole Nadah. Rabbam and Yabashi made an area for the whole Tveria. You see, you don't need the Das of Mishay Nichulai. Then the Gemara says the story of Ahu Samya. It was a Samya, a blind man, the Avim Asad, the Mestis, the Kamad, the Shmuel. They used to say over the Mishnayis, the Brises for Shmuel. Chazid Ava Otsev and Shmuel saw that he was sad. Omle Amayatsev, it's why he said, Omle Dloy Sivir of Tshilin, I forgot to make an area for Tshilin. Amalei, smaych adidi, you could be smaych on me. Lashana chazid avotzev. The next year also he found that he was sad. Amalei amayetziva, so let's say we should shilin. Amalei pesheyat. Then you're a pesheyat, l'kuli al mishel l'idachasir. If you're second year, you didn't make an air after shul, you're shayna pesheyat, so then it's mutter for everyone else, but it's also for you. So the kamashitis in the rishayim shat in this gemara, and says shayla l'alocha. Rashi says, "Aloshin shein daiti al mezidim v'apayshim sheinim charedim advar chachamim." I don't have das for the mezidim v'apayshim that don't care, that aren't charedim, that aren't concerned about the divrei chachamim. Which is mashma klar from Rashi that there's an issel lechatchila to be samech on the gadol le'ir, and the whole din of the gadol le'ir being ma'arif everyone is only if the einis or they forgot once, they forgot not b'pshia, and the paiskim throw in who would then if it's nechal le'ruvai. So it's the same thing. They made an Erev, but it was Nechal. All these problems that could happen, then you could be Samech on the Gadol Be'ir. But otherwise, you can't be Samech on the Be'ir because it's a mitzvah for everyone to be Erev separately. And the reason is because the Heker of the Erev Tevshilin, if you're going to have a Gadol Be'ir doing the whole thing, you're going to be missing the Heker. So the whole Tekon of Gadol Be'ir, that he could be Erev for everyone else, is Dafka if they forget. So Mela, that's what the Rosh says, that if somebody wants the Chetchila to be Samech on the Gadol Eir, he can't. He's a B'shei and he's not Yetzer. The Mishnah Berurah points out, that's Dafka when you're stomping Samech on a Gadol Be'ir without having any contact with him. But if you memana a shliach to make an eir for you, you say, I want you to make an eir for me, be mezakeh for me, make an eir for me. I'd rather it's not a problem with chalal. That's called you doing it. He says it's pashit. And he brings to Nashom, who within the gadol should be eir? If you come to the Rav, who makes the eir for the town, and you tell him, I want you to make an eir, I want you to have me in mind for the eir. And the Rav says, okay, that's fine. That's okay. Then lechatchil, you don't have to make an eir, because you made a shliach to make an eir. It's only if you have no contact with him, you're standing saying that you know he does it, then you're not allowed to do it. You have to make an eir of yourself. This is a sheet, this Rashi and the Rosh and the Arzaru also brings it b'shem the Riva, and he also holds that way. And this is what's brought in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't be saimach on the gadol be'er. You have to do it yourself. And if you saimach on the gadol should be here and you don't do it yourself, you call the b'shem. You're not yet to the eir. Now there's one probably stick of machlekes in this sheet though. That Rashi says a lashon she'ein daiti al mezidin va'apayshim she'ein uchein devechacham. That Shmuel didn't have das for that. It's mashman Rashi that if, let's say, Shmuel would have had lahed yidik a das, Shmuel would have said, yes, my das is also on the mezidin va'apayshim she'ein uchein. They really shouldn't be doing it. Everyone really should be making the erev their own. But I want to be mitzi everyone. I know people don't do it. I want to be mitzi everyone. So they would be yitza. Rashengin the Rosh doesn't say anything about Ein Daitai. Doesn't say anything about that. He just says, Stam, that doesn't work. God of Eir only works for someone who's Einis or Shegig, or whatever. It was Nechalei, whatever the case was. Rashengin Lechachil Dibisaymach, it doesn't work. It's not Mashma, anything to do with the Das of the God of Eir. So that's what the Beis Yosef and the Goyen also learns. That's a Machlokes. Is the Pshat because the God doesn't have Das, and if he would want to have Das, Senataka would work? Or is the Pshat because Batsim, it doesn't work? Interesting, the Mishneh Berurah in Sharet Zion argues on the Beis Yosef, and the way I'm saying who would in the Gain, and he says, and he's medayik this from the Arzaruah, but it's not Mamash Mukhich, but he argues on the Beis Yosef, and he says that Rashi, they mean the same thing. Rashi says, Ein Daiti, why Taked and Shmuel have Das on the Peshim? Why not? Terry says, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to have Das on the Peshim. So the Gadol Eir can't do it. It's a zilzul but the kanas chachamim. No one's allowed to have das for them. So it's not pshat that Shmuel Stam decided not to have das. He's not supposed to have das. He's not allowed to have das for them. It's all the same shita. Mashiach and the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn for Keret. He wants to learn that even the Rosh that says it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Lamais it is an Erev Tefshilin. What's the pshat? Who stated it? It doesn't work. Taiz says the Rosh also means because he doesn't have das. But if the God of Eir for whatever reason would have das, so it would work, even according to the Rosh. Good, like I said, the Beis Yosef and the guy learns it's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rosh. But this is all the feet of Pshat in the Gemara, that there's a Chsarin, there's a Chiyah for everyone to make himself, and you're not allowed to be Seimach on the Gadol Eir. But Kama Rishayim don't hold this way. The Sharet Zion brings down the Rambam, the Balamor, the Rajman of Eretz HaKadosh, the Ra'an Chedush Ra'ah, the Ran, and Shibali Leket, and the Meiri. He brings all these Rishayim. We have a few more that weren't printed yet in the time of the Mishneh Berurah. But Kama V'Kama Rishayim learn, if you want L'chatchila to be Seimach on the Gadol Eir, there's nothing wrong with it, it's fine, it's L'chatchila to be Seimach on the Gadol Eir. But L'chayr, there's two different Mahalchim in the Rishayim in this Pshat. What was the problem with the Husami? You have the first Pshat of the Baal Amar, and the Avodah Sakadosh L'Rashba, it says like this. It says, it's Dafka somebody who always makes his own Eir. He's not Seimach on the Gadol Eir. And Punkti forgot to make his own Erev. If he forgot once, he always makes his own Erev, but he forgot once. So then, the Gadol Eir still has in Das, has him in mind. He has in mind even the people that don't want to be Seimach on the Gadol Eir, because they always make an Erev themselves, and Punkti now they didn't make an Erev themselves, so then the Gadol Eir has in mind for them. Now Sheikin, if it happened a few times, so he was a Pesheya, and those Be'etzim, he didn't want to be Seimach Gadol Eir. He wanted to make his own Eir. And he didn't make his own Eir. But Pshia, that the Gadol Eir is not Mechavim Timaitzim. And the Rav HaSakadosh Rashi Mefurish, and the Shuvah Rashi also says this, if the Gadol Eir says that he wants Bedavka, also those people, it would work. But Menastam, the Gadol Eir doesn't want these people. The Gadol Eir is making the Eir for people that want to be Seimach Mechatchila. That's yet. And the Gadol Eir is also making it for people that forget. They want to make their own Eir, but they forget. But people that want to make the Erev and don't want to be Seimachim, and the Peshay and they don't make the own Erev, that the Gadol Eir is not, doesn't have Das for them. In the Arzaruah, And in the Chidushi Ara'ah, that mashma, it's not because he made it every single yomtif that there's a problem. Even if he made it every single yomtif, it wouldn't be a problem, because it doesn't show that he doesn't want to be saimach on the gadol ear. It could be he wants to be saimach on the gadol ear. He just will chachila want to make his own. But in case he doesn't make his own, he's perfectly comfortable being saimach on the gadol ear. But this Samia, he was atzivis, he was sad. He was upset that he didn't make it. So kumtais, he doesn't want to be saimach on the gadol ear. So the gadol ear doesn't make the ear for someone that doesn't want to be saimach on him. Now the first year wasn't a raya they didn't want to be saimach on the gadol ear. Because the first year he didn't know about the gadol ear. He didn't know there was another Erev. So that's why the first year Shmuel told him Smeich Adidi, because he didn't make an Erev, and he could be Smeich on the Gadol Ear. And he had no indication that that's not what the Samya wanted. But the second year, where the Samya knew that there was an Erev, and still when he didn't make an Erev, he was at Sivis, he was still sad. So Kumtes, he doesn't want to be Smeich on the Gadol Ear. You don't want to be Smeich on the Gadol Ear, then you can't be Smeich on the Gadol Ear. Now, the Arzuru is mashum because the Gadol Ear doesn't have kavana for someone who doesn't want. And the Me'iri says that he can't because Ein Mzak Lanam Bal Karchai. So, Mamela, he can't be Saimach on him. So, according to this Pshat in the Rishayim, this, the Arzuru, the Me'iri, and the Chedushi Ra'ah, has nothing to do with being a Pesheya. There's nothing to do with the fact that you accidentally forgot. That's not the Vart. The Vart has nothing to do with that. The Vart has to do with the fact that you don't want to be Saimach on the Gadol Ear. Lefi them, even if someone makes an Erev every single Yontif, and he sometimes forgets, and he forgot more than once, and he forgot Pipshia, that's okay. He has no problem being Saimach on the Gadol Ear. Good, he makes an Erev every Yontif, no problem. If he doesn't make an Erev, he just is happy, he has a Gadol Ear, that's fine. The problem here was because he was sad even though he knew about the Gadol Ear, so he didn't want to be Saimach on the Gadol Ear, there was a problem. Comes out an afkamina lalacha. Lefi the Rajbam and the Baal HaMoed, the first pshat. If somebody makes an Erev every single week, in every single yomtiv that needs an Erev tefshilin, and he forgets. So if he forgets ba'ainis, according to everyone, it's good. Even according to Rashi and the Rosh, it's good. If Adi could be Samech and Gadol Shabir. If he forgets b'pshia, since he makes an Erev every single yomtiv, so then it's not good. Unless the God Meferish had an das for him. But according to the Ra'ah and the Me'iri and the Arzaruah, even if he's Pesheya and he makes an Erev himself every single regal and he's Pesheya, he also could be Saimach on the Gadol Shabir. The only case he can't be Saimach on the Shabir is when you don't want to be Saimach on the Gadol Shabir. Then it doesn't work. Now, the Rambam doesn't bring anything about it. The Rambam brings that the Gadol Shabir can make for the whole Erev, and he doesn't make any Tanam, he doesn't bring anything, he does not bring the story of Ahu Samya Klal L'Chlal. And the Baal HaMoed is the second pshat on Ahu Samya. He has a pshat that the Gemara had said earlier that it only works at Tchum Shabbos. It only works for the Tchum Shabbos. He says the Samya lived out of the Tchum Shabbos. He came with an Erev Tchumen. He lived out of the Tchum Shabbos. He couldn't be Saimach on the Erev Tefshilin altogether. So what did he mean the first year when he said Smeich Adidi? He didn't mean be Saimach on my Erev Tefshilin. He meant Smeich Adidi means come eat the Suda by me. That's what means Smeich Adidi. Come eat the Suda by me. Be Saimach on my food. Don't cook food. Eat the Suda by me. You're invited for me for Shabbos. Second year, he didn't make the Erev again. Like we said, there was no Gadol Beer. He was out of the Tchum of Shmuel, and by him there was no Gadol Beer making an Erev. So that, Shmuel told him, Pesheya Ad, and he can come. It's like, because like the Gemara said before, that it said, Shulchu Manas Le'inachan Le'in. The Gemara said, Amra Afchis L'Mish L'Niach Erev Tevshun. Iga De Amri, Misha Lo'ya L'Niach Erev Tevshun. Misha Ho'ya L'Niach Erev Tevshun L'Niach Pesheyahu. So you only send monies to somebody that couldn't have made an Erev Tevshilin. But if someone could have made an Erev Tevshilin, didn't he's a Pesheya, don't send the monies. So since he was Pesheya, so Shmuel didn't invite him for Shabbos. He said, you're a Pesheya, you didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, but Pesheya, so Mela, I'm not inviting you for Shabbos. If he says, Mamish no Shaychis, and that could be Pshat in the Rambam, why he doesn't bring it at all? There's no such thing as not being Saimach on the Gadol Shabir. There's no, the Gemara just meant that this time anyway couldn't be Saimach because it was added at Chum Shabbos. Now Shmuel, the first year he invited him, the second year he's a Pesheya, he didn't want to invite him for Shabbos because Shulchan Manas Le'Nachalai is only when you're not a Pesheya. That's the Baal HaMoed second shot. I'm a little bothered by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings all this, he brings the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, goes at Rashi in the Rosh. That you're not allowed to be Saimach HaRosh Yelechatchil, and if you are, you're not Yetzah. It's only by Yeshachach and Nenas that there's a problem. That you're allowed to be Saimach. And he brings, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'da d'harbi peiskim cholkan azeh. He says, a lot of peiskim argue. Uledu yachal adam muslim chachila agadosh aleiv shagadol ir, like we said. But who's not yaitza? Someone who kol pam eisa ba'atzmai, v'ein eroitza lismach aleiv shagadol. He always makes his own aiv, he's not saying an aiv of the gadol. V'acha kar sheshachar kam upam. And then it came out that he forgot a few times v'yasa. V'zein agadol mitzir, shaleidaika lismach ala gadol. So he's only bringing down the pshat of the Rashba, like we said, and the first pshat of the Baal Amar, that the pshat is that since he makes the Erev voice himself, so he doesn't want to be Samech Gadol Shabir, so then the Gadol Ir is only might see him when he's an Einis, not when he's a Pshia. And he writes, V'evshib in the Evid Yishlismach HaPaiskim El HaKol Mishim Simchas Yamtiv. But I don't understand, because these Paiskim really comes at the same din. Because we, who anyway are following the Shulchan Aruch, and Rashi and the Rosh, so we always make Erev Tavshilin on our own. So if we forget twice, l'chayit is no chilek and din between the between this pshat, the Rashba, and the first pshat of Baal Amar, and Rashi and the Rosh. The only chilek and din is that you don't have to make an Erev every time. You could always be Saimach and the Gadol should be here. But we anyway don't do that, because he says only b'di'evit you could be Saimach. Anyway, we're going to have to make an Erev every single Yantav. So anyway, we're going to be in the category that we make the Erev every single Yantav. So then, l'chayra will come at the same halacha if you forget twice. You shouldn't be allowed to cook. It would only be negated to be samech on the other rishayim, which he doesn't bring down. There's nothing to do with being a b'sheyah. It's only because you're at tzivus, because you said you don't want to be samech on the gadol shabir. So then you're not samech on the gadol shabir. So l'fizeh, if someone forgets you ma'arev and he's okay with it, he doesn't mind being samech on the gadol shabir, so then it will be good. Unless you say a swara that since we tackle all like the Rashi and the Rosh, Lamaisi is going to be upset, because according to Rashi and the Rosh, in the Ikka day of the Shulchan Aruch, he really shouldn't be beside Mechon the Gadol Shabir. So also he's going to be upset that he forgot to make the Erev himself. So I'm not 100% sure if there's an Afkei Minah Lahalacha for us, because to be Saimach B'di'evit on these Shittas, because if we're making the Erev on our own, and we hold B'ikr Akapanum L'chatchila, that we have to make an Erev on our own, I don't see klar an Afkei Minah Lahalacha v'tzarech li'im b'zeh. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Chisant, the Achreinim got to bring this Gemara, that if you forget twice, you already called a Pesheya, and you're not, and you already called a Pesheya, and you can't be Saimach on the Gadol Shabir, even with the Evid. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, that was only in those days, in times of the Gemara, they had such high Madregas, especially this Sami that was Mesadim, Asnisa, Kamed, Shmuel, he must have been a Gadol Batari, he must have been a Gavaldik, a Talmud Chacham. Him forgetting twice is Mamash Pesheya. Mashenk and us, we're so busy, we're so tired, we have no shaykhus, we're in such low madrigas. So what do you want? A person forgets twice, he's called a Peshay. It's so easy to forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. Avada is not called a Peshay B'chlal. That's the first thing he says. And the second thing he says is that Hind, V'bal Tzadah, Sach Peshim, and it's hard for people to remember in this and that. Avada the G'daylam are all mechavin to be mighty, even the Peshay. And that's what they should do. It was only in the times of Chazal where the Pshat is, he had to make up as a special thing to stop the Peshim, that people shouldn't be Pesheyah, so then it will come in a Takana that they shouldn't be Mechavim for it. But today, Fakir, the Takana is the other way, and Avada, they're Mechavim even for the Peshim. Shulchan's anyway makel for somebody who forgot, even if he forgets twice, to be Seimech on the Erev of the Gadol Shabir. Tosh Tein Narech HaShulchan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.